going to have a yak to the AFLW coach down there at Fremantle, and it is Michelle Cowan, and she joins us. G'day, Michelle. How are you?
Evening, guys. Very well, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Well, what have you been doing in the off-season? I'm sure you've been working hard to try and turn things around after what turned out to be not the season that you wanted.
Yeah, I guess overall an incredible season for women's sport, but when it comes to, I guess, Fremantle, it wasn't really the result we were looking for, but really keen to, I guess, you know, make amends for that and put work into place for 2018, which we're really excited about.
Were you surprised when, and look, we didn't know anything about any of the teams, and a lot of the players most people hadn't seen, whilst those that are invested in women's football would have been familiar with a lot, but for those outside that got exposed to it, thankfully, were able to get a grasp of it. Were you surprised that you were installed early favourites, and did that put any pressure on you at all?
Oh, look, externally it may have, but internally we knew that there hadn't been a ball bounce yet, and for anybody to be favourites was quite amusing, I think. You know, and now we're a lot better prepared now, and we've got more information, and we go into 2018 having a greater understanding of the talent pool and the talent that's out there, and I can understand moving forward having favourites, but yeah, it certainly wasn't something that we bought into through our program. But we're really excited about building our list and you know, going through our list management currently, and we've got 20 players that we have re-signed now, which is really exciting, and we'll look to fill another 10 spots over the coming months as well.
Yeah, before we get into the list management, Michelle, tell us about that first night when AFLW kicked off. The team was over there in Melbourne and everybody was watching with anticipation how many people would go to this first game between Collingwood and Carlton, I believe it was.
Yeah, it was quite incredible, Hayes. We were in a hotel not far away from where that game took place, and the response was exceptional from, you know, the general football community and the Australian sporting community. And there was a real, I guess, a real want to see more AFL and a real want to support women's sport, which was fantastic. But to have a lockout there, to have our game as well, we played the following day. The girls were, you know, it was quite overwhelming, really, the response that they got rocking up to the game when we played Western Bulldogs at Witten Oval. And they felt like rock stars, I think, with the reception that they got. But, you know, I guess the crowds and that died down throughout the season. But the support was there throughout the entire season, which was fantastic. But to kick off round one was still... has some great memories for me, and I'm sure the girls as well, but we're excited to build on that moving forward.
Now, just quickly, Hayes, before your next question to Michelle, a short time ago, we opened the lines and the register, and two other people have got through for today's Breakfast Bribe. Mary of Gosnells and Carol of Manning got through. They're now one of 12 in with a chance to win the cash. Mentioned by Steve and Baz this morning, we register 12 finalists each day, so if you have today's amount, keep listening tonight, and if you missed it, simply listen to the Breakfast Bribe with Steve and Baz and be ready to call across the day when we open the lines. It's your chance to win a share of $10,000 cash with the Breakfast Bribe, right here at 882-6PR. It pays to listen, Hayes.
It certainly does. Now, Michelle, last year the talent pool was eroded a bit by the Eastern States teams in trying to pick up some of those WA players here, but you've been able to get a couple of back. Tell us a bit about Kelly Gibson and also Alex Williams.
Yeah, fantastic to see two WA girls want to come home and play for Fremantle, and we got them through the free agent trade period, which we're really excited. Alex Williams is a key back for us who will play, you know, on potentially some of the key forwards in the competition in Darcy Vesio and Taylor Harris, even some real key forwards moving forward. But also Kelly Gibson, we saw that she played for the Adelaide Crows and is a really, I think she's an electric midfielder. She's got a lot of pace and an elite kick on her and can also go forward for us and kick a few goals as we saw her do in her inaugural AFLW season with the Crows, and has that premiership experience as well, which she'll bring back to Fremantle. But had the opportunity to coach her for a number of years in the state campaigns and under 18s, and just an incredible person who I know has got so much to offer it on this stage moving forward.
You weren't too proactive in the off-season, but I guess you're hoping for some good returns from some of your players that were injured last year. Tell us how Kiara Bowers is going, because she's got the potential to be a superstar in this competition, but also an update on Brianna Green, Tia Haynes, and also Kim Mickle. Is she going to be coming back?
Yeah, a number of players there that unfortunately for us were out for our initial season. Kim's over in New Zealand currently training and working really hard on her javelin, and I know that that's her aspiration at the moment, is to try and make the Comp Games, which she'll need to qualify in August and September, and they'll take place in April 2018. So that's her focus and her commitment at the moment. She certainly has aspiration to continue to play footy in the long run, but I think javelin takes priority right now. It's great to see Brianna Green out and playing for East Fremantle at the moment. She's finding some really good form in the local league. Tia's back to training, but you know, you mentioned Kiara Bowers there, who, you know, she's 9 months post-surgery and on her ACL and her knee, working really hard on her running, and we'll be back to full training shortly. But she's certainly one to watch and one of the most incredible players I've ever seen play the game, and is a really elite athlete that would, you know, give a lot of people a run for money when it comes to that 2K time trial early in our pre-season.
Now, I've seen you out there scouring the state to find the next champion. What particular player are you looking for from this point on? Is it a key forward that you need to bring in?
Yeah, we do need to get a key forward, big forward that can. We're getting the work done in the middle there, and you know, you did some exceptional work yourself there, Hayes, being our midfield coach in our inaugural season, and the girls worked really hard there, and we just need to make sure that we lock it inside our 50 and get some score on the board. So certainly looking for some key position players in our forward line, again in our back line as well, and so I guess some versatility across the board, but we're excited about running some, I guess, talent ID days to identify some rookies that maybe have come across from other sports. We'll be doing that as a footy club, hosting an event there where girls can trial out for one of our rookie spots, as well as some of our other spots that are on our main list up for grabs through the October draft.
Brilliant. We'll have a chat to you down the track, Michelle. Thanks very much for giving us your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Fantastic. Thanks, boys.